Good afternoon. It is 2:02 p.m. We are here today, September 23rd, 2016, in the OPA Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagania, Guam, for the pre-hearing and motions hearing of OPA PA 16-009, Purestone LLC versus the Guam Economic Development Authority / Chamorro Land Trust Commission. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova, Jarek Hernandez, and Ira Palero. Will Appellant Purestone please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hi, today, Jacqueline Cherwahi for Purestone. We have on the line Samantha Stern, who is the authorized representative for these proceedings.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GITA and CLTC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Thomas Fisher. I'm an attorney representing the Guam Economic Development Authority. There is no institutional or purchasing agency representative here this afternoon.
You want to acknowledge them?
Well, also seated to my left is the Chamorro Land Trust Commission, and I'll leave it up to Ms. Finney to introduce herself and her client.
Kristen Finney with the AG's office, and with me is Michael Borja, Director of Land Management.
Who's also the chair, right? Or the general manager?
Administrative director of the Chamorro Land Trust.
Administrative director of Chamorro. Thank you.
Good afternoon. We're here with respect to a August 30th, 2016 filing by Appellant Purestone and a motion for disqualification and a request for dismissal. And the government's opposition to a motion to disqualify the public auditor filed on September 8th, 2016. Thank you for filing those documents and setting forth the bases of concern and opposition. The briefs have been reviewed, the bases have been reviewed. And what's noteworthy is the November 21st, 2013 RFP, the March 21st, 2014 determination that appellant was the most qualified offeror, the November 9th, 2015 Public Law 3395 being signed into law, and the July 13th, 2016 cancellation. None of those issues appear to be in dispute by the parties. Is that correct? I mean, with respect to the RFP and it being canceled and Purestone having been identified as the
you've accurately stated what has happened.
And it appears that the central basis for the objection is the involvement of Attorney Brooks in the drafting and negotiating of the RFP and in communicating the status of the RFP to Purestone, if I understand it correctly.
The status of the RFP, including the status of the rules and regulations of the CLTC before the legislature.
Okay. And the appeal appears to be based upon the notice of cancellation and what happened from that.
Yes. Basically, whether or not the legislation applies to this particular RFP.
Okay. And the public auditor has reviewed the issues raised. And she has undertaken a review pursuant to GAR 12601 and has made a determination that there's not a basis for recusal, and she declines to do so. And with that in mind, there are dates that are proposed with respect to having a hearing on the merits and pre-hearing dates.
Are there any? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was just going to confer with the counsel. We are still, Purestone will be filing, I think, a comment on agency report.
There's still a time period, that's correct.
Okay.
And then we will be rebutting.
Yes.
Presumably. You
know. Okay, so it's premature to set dates?
I would think so at this point. I would respectfully request that order with respect to the determination on the disqualification issue be put into writing.
Okay.
So that I may confer with my client about what they would like to, or how they would like to proceed at this point.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, it'll reflect what's already been stated, but
exactly.
That's fine.
Yes, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
And then if we could just, if Pierstone had given an opportunity to comment on the agency report.
Yes, because if you recall, one of the issues that was raised before was whether or not the procurement record is complete, because the references to Attorney Brooks were not included as part of the procurement record, which led to kind of this type of problem. Is at this particular phase, the OPA was not aware that Mr. Brooks was involved in this particular proceeding. And so as a result, in terms of the comment on the report, it will reference certain materials that involve Mr. Brooks that are absent from the record.
Okay, so how do the parties wish to proceed?
If we could just get a date for the comment and then a date for a rebuttal, if any.
Okay. How much time do you need to submit the comment?
If I may look at the calendar, today is September 23rd.
By next Friday.
Okay.
September 30th?
Yep.
And then, Mr. Fisher, can you do it a week later?
Yes, please.
27. What are the parties' schedules like in October?
I apologize, I missed the date for Mr. Fisher's response of 7.
October 7th. Yes.
The following Friday.
Okay. I didn't bring my calendar with me, but...
Is that a...
I have a prospective date.
Is that enough time?
I don't know. And when we put the filing in the briefs,
we can adjust the date, sorry.
Gus, are you coming back?
Fourth.
So I'm going to do see, originally going to do it on the 19th. So could he file so brief by the 14th and move out of the file? Or I don't know, is that enough time or here and here? Yes. Will you be here on Friday the 4th?
Does that day work for you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, either to give him more time to hang here and mm-hmm. here, right?
I come back then, but I'm
more definitely on this day.
Okay. So, with respect to the other dates, the motion cutoff would be, and we'll issue a written order. October 14th, oppositions, October 21st, and then a pre-hearing and motion hearing, if necessary, on October 28th at 9. And then the hearing on the merits will be on November 4th at 9, which is a Friday. And if there are any problems with that schedule, the parties can advise the office maybe by Monday.
Yes.
And then the parties might consider whether or not the there are certain stipulations of fact that can be entered into prior to the cancellation of the RFP.
Okay.
Because I believe it's everything from the cancellation forward, which is the basis for appeal, right?
The cancellation forward. On the procurement record?
In terms of the issues on appeal?
No. And so the entire procurement record, the agency is required to maintain the whole procurement record, all the way from the start of the procurement through the cancellation. So the cancellation should be the last particular document.
That is the issue? Is the issue regarding completeness of procurement record an issue that's been raised on this appeal?
On the completeness? No, because we haven't responded to the agency record yet. We're not complaining that the basis of the appeal is failure to maintain the procurement record. That's not the basis of appeal at all.
Okay, but in terms of the basis for appeal, when we have the hearing on the merits, it's going to be based upon the cancellation. Am I correct about that, or...?
The cancellation is the basis right. of the appeal, yes.
Okay.
This may be taken care of the entire appeal might be taken care of at the motion hearing. It seems to me like this is kind of summary judgment.
Right.
There is a legal issue involved in terms of a determination which hopefully, in terms of a motion hearing, if we get to that point, that you would determine the legal merits of the appeal. And if that was the case, and I know that the summary judgment rules don't apply here, but in terms of an expeditious resolution of the matter, obviously we would want to try to narrow those down since we don't have certain disputes of fact. And if we can resolve the undisputed facts,
Right. Then
we can submit at least the legal issue to you and then make a determination from that point forward whether or not, to what extent the merits hearing is going to be protracted.
Right, it might be something that could be disposed on the basis of a motion that
exactly.
The parties might file.
Exactly.
It's not so much an evidentiary.
It depends on the dispute once we file our comment to the report.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so then we'll go from there. Are there any other matters?
Not at this time.
If
I may just inquire the time frame in which you will be releasing the written order on the denial.
Probably by Friday next week.
And so
the
reason that I ask, obviously, is because should my client decide to appeal that particular order, then essentially we're going to be having to do a comment to report and an appeal to the Superior Court at the same time. And I know the policy in this particular proceeding is that you stay the proceedings or you dismiss it out right once you know that there is a Superior Court matter that's filed as well. And so in order to allay additional work on all parties and on this body, I'd ask that if at all possible, then if we push the date 1 week to accommodate your return, so that my comment then would be due outside the period in which we may potentially be appealing.
You
could. Yeah, because they're traveling, they're not going to be able to get the order out until the Friday that the comment is due.
It's okay. Yeah.
And just push the motions here.
Yeah, that's fine. Because
you're going to have the motions hearing right here, right? Let's push it back. And then, but the problem is, I think the 11th is a holiday because Veterans so have the 214th.
How much time would you like, Mr. Lai, for your?
Well,
if the decision is issued on the 7th. I'm sorry, the 30th.
The 30th. If you issue on the 30th, if I have a written order in my hand, I'm confident that you're going to issue it on that date. Then I would presume that one business day from that. Because if I do, in fact, file any proceeding in the Superior Court, I would give you notice on the next business day. So if you gave me one, so maybe the 4th, and then if I don't file anything in the Superior Court, then Mr. Fisher's response would be due on the 11th. We're still kept on track.
So let's do this. Let's say the, just to be safe, let's say the order will come out by the 3rd. The order will come out by October 3rd. Then the comments on the agency report. The 10th is enough time for you?
Yes.
Is that okay with you? And then, Mr. Fisher, your response to the comments would be due October 17th. Is that all right with you?
Okay, all right.
Then, motion cutoff would be October 24th.
Oh, for the response, yes.
And then there, any oppositions would be due on the 31st. And then the pre-hearing.
Oh, pre-hearing.
Pre-hearing and motions.
The day before the election.
Okay.
My election.
Do you want to do it on a different, maybe on the 4th? Or do you want to do it after?
This is a motions hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That shouldn't take too long.
Well, they might raise dispositive motions, so it might be lengthy. Can you do the 10th?
Yeah.
So November 10th will be the motions hearing if the parties file motions. And then the hearing on the merits would be
the following week, 17th.
November 17th. That's a Friday. Does that work?
No, that's a Thursday.
Okay.
That's a Thursday because the 10th is a Thursday.
But you're anticipating filing an appeal?
That's correct.
Okay. But we'll issue the decision so you can make that determination, and these dates will be there in the event that you don't.
What is the effect of, maybe it is an appeal, but would that result in dismissal or just staying this matter in front of the public auditor?
Probably would be a stay pending, because my understanding would be the appeal would be on the decision
right.
of the public auditor declining to disqualify.
Yeah.
And if that were sustained, then the court would take it, and if it were overruled, then I presume it would be remanded and new dates would be set.
So it's not, it wouldn't be a dismissal here, it would just be a stay.
I think so, because the public auditor wouldn't be issuing an order dismissing the case, right?
Right.
Okay, are there any other matters?
Just for purposes of future teleconferences, my client is informing me that the connection's very bad. That it keeps coming in and out in terms of reception. I don't know if you have an actual
Are you on the phone or on FaceTime?
No, she's on the phone.
No, she's on that phone.
Oh, she's on this phone.
Yes.
That's the first time because we have had teleconferences
yeah.
before
yes.
and they've worked fine. So
it's
maybe
raining.
It's because of the weather and
exactly.
the rain.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we have had teleconferences before
yeah.
and it was fine.
Okay. I just thought I'd mention it for your
future okay.
purposes.
Sorry. Yeah, all I can think is maybe because of the weather.
Okay.
Is there anything else? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 2:20 p.m.